Today it's Masech Tanida, Daf, Yud. And normally we give a shir on the Daf Yom. We would like to, go through the Gemara, a few Mishonim, a good Kasha, a steer in the Rambam, and then at the end come up with this incredible Chiddush, a new Yisoy you've never heard before, and it answers all the Kashas, and everything is perfect. Shalom Aleichem. Today I don't have something like that. Not that I ever do. Today I want to go through with you a Lamasha piece of Gemara, on which it's today's Daf Yud. It begins at the end of Daf Tes on the base and continues into Daf Yud. The main piece of Gemara is on Daf Yud. And there are two ways to learn the Gemara. There's Rashi and the way that is understood by Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi and Tosfos are not exactly the same. There's a slight difference, but we're not going to go into that. And then there is the approach of the Rashba, which is completely different. And the difference between these two approaches brings out fascinating yesoidos in the dinim of Chazaka. Totally different way of looking at Chazaka. And then to discuss a piece of Rambam, which appears to be a tzorich in Gadol. And I don't really have a clear answer, but I think in the process of going through these steps, it would be nice because it would bring out many interesting ideas. So here's the Gemara. The Gemara begins discussing the following halacha. Tan Rabbanan, Tinokes Shaloi Higiyas Manaleros. We're dealing with a child who is underage. She's not at the age where it's expected she would become a nida. Okay, it's a girl eventually at some point in time, she's 12 years old, whatever it is, 11, 12, 13, whatever it is, it's expected, it's healthy, she should become a nida. We're dealing with a very young child, and the statistics are a child this age does not have dam. There is no dam. And she's an unusual situation. And all of a sudden, she has dam. She's 5 years old, 4 years old, whatever it is, 6 years old, she has dam. Now the question is, we know for a fact that she's a nida. And in the last 24 hours, the last 30 days, she has come in contact with taharos, with food that is ritually pure. Do we need to be concerned that if she is a nida today, she was a nida last week, and everything that she came in contact with is tamei? So the rule is, no, pam rishayna daya shaita. If it's the first time such a thing happened, it's so unusual. We have a right to assume in halacha that if we discover that she's a nida today, from the time that we discover she's a nida, we do not look backwards. 10 minutes ago she was touching tuma. So what? The tuma she touched 10 minutes ago is 100% to her. Daya shaita.
What does daya shaita mean exactly?
It's enough. Daya means it is enough. Shata, the moment. The moment. Mikan ul haba, she is tameya. Of course, until she counts zayin kiyum and so on and so forth, and has terrible things and goes to mikvah. But we do not look backwards. If she was in contact with the tumah 5 minutes ago, the tumah she touched is tahira. It's 100% pure. We don't have to burn it. We don't have to have any restriction whatsoever. Then shnia, 30 days later. The same thing happens again. Well, 28 days, whatever it is, we're not focusing now on a cycle. But it happens a period of time later. Approximately, it's very important to say the word approximately for the Gemara. So again, daya shaita. So what? It's unusual. Shlishes. Oh, this happened already 3 times. Already 3 months in a row, a 5-year-old girl has seen blood 3 months in a row, every 30 days, approximately 30 days. Harei kichol hanashim umetama me'eis le'eis, or umipekita lepekita, let's just take, means that she's now, it's already the third time. Anything that she was in contact with for the last 24 hours, we are metame le'mafreya. Because she already has established a chazaka. Even though 5-year-old girl doesn't normally see blood, the fact that she has seen blood for 3 months in a row, that she is a different type of girl. Her biology is different, and she sees blood, and the rule is a woman who sees blood, who normally sees blood and does not have a sensation, she just licks the bedikah and discovers that there's blood, we go backwards 24 hours according to the Chachamim, and we declare anything that she was in contact with for the past 24 hours to be Tameya. Okay.
Is this the flip side of the Zakenah?
This, yes. To a certain degree, yes. Correct.
Correct. Correct.
So therefore, Hari Chal Nashu Matam Be'ez Eitz
Mekiva
Bekiva.
During the base of
Mikdash? Yeah, well, even
she,
after.
She would have to go...
What?
She would have to go to go to the Mikdash?
Well, during the time of the base of Mikdash, and even appears after the base of Mikdash, for a certain period of time, B'nai Yisrael and Nizr, many people were careful to eat Truma in Tahara, in purity. So during those days, young girls 11 years old, went to Mikdash. We'll go to Mikvah because they were Tameya, they were Nidos, and they would sit at the table, whatever they touch becomes Tameh. So yes, they would go to Mikvah. They were also
that lasted for how long after the base of Mikvah?
I don't know the details. They were also more sensitive to Tara. To the we today, I can't speak for everyone, but I think most of us, we have no sense of Tumah, Tyra. We don't feel the difference in a person's tummy. A person goes to a funeral, so he's an oil hamase. And anyway, we need paradumu water. So there's nothing we can possibly do today to take away the Tumah hamase. Let's say Tumah carry or things like that. What?
We wash our hands.
But that's only a minog. It's okay. There are different degrees of Tumah. Okay, there's a whole issue of Tumah carry. Tzivilas Ezra. That's another issue. That's a different type of tumah. So that, are people sensitive? They feel a difference?
Kohen.
Well, no, even a regular Yisrael has a bit of tumah. What?
Kohen.
It's not allowed to, because it's not only ed, afushe tumah. So, but ancient times were very sensitive to tumah. That's what you go to Eretz Yisrael, wherever you go. Oh, there's a mikveh here, a mikveh there. If you notice in Eretz Yisrael, you go on a tour, they're obsessed with mikvos. They find a mikveh here, a mikveh there, a mikveh there. What's all these mikvahs? Today, when you go, someone gives you a tour of Brooklyn, I'll show you there's a mikvah here and a mikvah there. It's like, okay, there's a mikvah, so there's a baseball field, there's a mikvah. I mean, what's the big deal? It was a big thing. Tahara, they were very spiritual people, and they can sense Tumah V'Tahara, and it was a big deal that they should be in a high spiritual state, and that required going to mikvah. Okay, so the point over here is that this woman, that's the question dealing over here with this young girl, she established Shachazaka after 3 times. Then the Gemara goes, the Gemara continues and discuss what happens if all of a sudden this young girl, she's 5 years old, she saw blood 3 months in a row, she's now a Nida, and then, let's say, even goes on for a couple of months, she sees blood, and all of a sudden she stops seeing blood. All of a sudden she becomes like a regular Tanya, regular 6-year-old, all of a sudden there's no blood. And then, and this happens for 3 months. Three cycles, and she didn't see blood. Oh, she didn't see blood for 3 months. So that means she reverts back. She now has a chazaka of not seeing blood, like a zakena, right? A 5-year-old Zakena. She has gone back into a state where she really has reverted back into a healthy, normal 5-year-old.
Turned to normal.
Exactly.
That's Zakena.
I was joking with him because he mentioned Zakena. She reverted to a normalcy. It was some type of strange thing which happened there for 3 months. She saw blood. But now that she 3 months passed, oh, no longer is she a Nida. And then she sees blood, let's say 4 months later, she doesn't see blood for 3 months, and now it's month number 4, and she sees blood. Do we say that she has to go backwards 24 hours, like we did after? No, now that 3 months have passed, she did not see blood, she reverts back to being a 5-year-old, and if a 5-year-old would ever see blood, we would say, the first time, Daya Shaita, because it's unusual. Exactly. Now that Ovro Lecha Shalashonish Verasa, Daya Shaita. Okay, that's the basic gist of the Gemara that we need for this point. Now let me jump a little bit further. Now we discuss another girl. Another girl, let me find the place. Now let's discuss a new situation. Now we're dealing with the sefer. A girl is, I don't know the age range of when a girl reaches puberty. Let's say she's 12 years old. Okay, let's assume for argument's sake she's 12 years old. She's now at a time in her life where it's expected for her to see blood. This is normal, but it never happened yet. It never happened in her life that she became the nida. But it's expected because this is the age when it normally happens. Take a poll. According to the laws of statistics, ask the doctors, this is when it should happen. Now it's the first time. First time she sees blood. Does she go back 24 hours? Because after all, it's expected that she should see blood at this time in her life. No. Daya shaita. No. The first time a girl sees blood at an age when she's expected to see, she is tmeya mikanu haba. We do not go backwards, lemafreya. But the second time, we don't need a chazaka. Well, let's see, we need a chazaka. Shnia. Oh, the second time. Metama, the ace, and the kilopita. So here, we're not going to wait for three times. We're not going to go away to have an elaborate chazaka. The second time already, she has entered into the stage of age of purity. She now is expected to see the second time where she's treated like a regular mature woman, and we go back to Mafreya 24 hours, the ace lace. And then the Gemara talks about what happens. Let's say a mature woman, she's already a mature woman, and all of a sudden, it's unusual, for 3 months she doesn't see blood. So something has gone wrong with her cycle. If 3 months pass and she does not see blood, she's like a zikena, even though she's 25 years old, whatever it is. And then if she'll see blood the first time, then after subsequent to that, so we will say once again, daya shaita, we're not going to go back with Mafreya the fourth month if she has not seen blood for 3 months, because she has now established a chazaka for herself of not seeing blood. That's a side point. The Gemara, okay, that's basically the ration safe. That's really what we need for our. We already mentioned everything that we need for our discussion. The ratio deals with a girl that's not at a stage in her life where she's expected to see blood, and she needs to establish a chazaka of seeing blood 3 times. The second part of the Braisa deals with a girl who is expected to see blood, and the first time, die a shite. The second time, we upgrade her to an adult, and we were metame her lemafreya 24 hours. The Gemara goes on to say, for the purpose of the Gemara, who is the author of this whole halach? We know Baba Kama, everyone knows, something called a chazak. Animal gores a few times, it's upgraded from a tam to a mood. Tam only pays chatzi nezek. Amud pays nezek shalom. If the gores, if it has a chazaka, then it's amud. Nezek shalom. Tam, it's unusual. Chatzi nezek. How many times does the animal need to gore to be upgraded from a tam to amud? How many times does it take to establish a chazaka? There is a soydoistik of machlokes between Rebbe and Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. Rebbe says the chazaka is established after 2 times. That's it. 2 times is the chazaka. According to Rebbe, if a woman is married and her husband dies, she's married twice, and both husbands die an unusual death, she's not going to get married. She's a kadlanis. She's a murderer. She has a reputation of being... What?
Is this unusual for chazaka to be only 2?
2. Rebbe says chazaka is twice. Something happens twice, that's a full-fledged chazak. A child dies, 2 brothers die, twice. Chazak, according to Rebbe, twice. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel disagrees. I think we are more familiar with the Pinur of Shimon ben Gamliel. Chazak is 3 times. Twice is not enough. 3 times is a chazak. The Gemara here says, over here we're dealing with a woman. A woman's coming to establish, there are two issues. Let me just bring out this point now. This is a very important point, which I'm going to come back to at the very, very end, in the Rambam. There are two different issues dealing with a woman that sees blood. Number one, is she a woman that sees blood, or is she a woman that does not see blood? A child does not see blood. A zikena does not see blood. A woman in between state of cactus and a zikena sees blood. So a woman has to establish for herself a chazaka that she is at that age in her life where she sees blood. Or she has to establish a chazaka that she has left the period of time where she sees blood. That's one major issue. Next issue. Let's say a woman is at an age and she has established a chazaka that she does see blood. Now she needs to establish a pattern of how often she sees blood. Every 28 days on the dot, every 29 days, every 30 days, every 31st day, every woman is different. And there are some women that are, their cycle is so predictable, you can get it to within a 6 hour range. You can get it to a 12-hour range. You can even get it to a 1-hour range. There are people, you have to speak to a doctor, that the cycle is so predictable. That's another issue. So if a woman proves that she has a cycle that is predictable, and she does this for a few cycles, she establishes a predictable cycle. So the two issues. Number one, a woman has to establish a chazaka that she is in a stage in her life where she does see blood. But just because she sees blood, that does not necessarily mean that she is from this elite group of people that can predict when she will see blood the next time. That's a much higher level. She needs to go forward and establish a chazaka that she, her body works in such a way where she can predict when she will see blood the next time. Two different levels of chazaka. It's a very important thing to keep in mind. Okay, now, the Gemara says, what's a whole Gemara, a woman that does not see blood, does see blood, she's coming to establish chazaka. I want to know one thing I want to know, the Gemara says. Omar, let me find the place. Who is the Tana of Mani? Who is the Tana of this Bryce? Who is the author? Is it Rebbe, who says chazaka is established twice after two times? Or is it Rabbi and the Shimon will that this chazaka is established after something happens three times? Mani. So the Gemara says, as a matter of fact, with no discussion, this is a given. It's a given as givens get. Mani, Rebbe. This whole Gemara is going like the opinion of Rebbe. The Yomelet says, betray Zimni Havi Chazaka. Oh, wonderful, Rebbe. And then the Gemara says, really, if it's Rebbe, I have a problem, which we'll get to in a few moments. It's a problem. Okay, but the Gemara says that this whole Brisa is following Rebbe. Where do you see in this Brisa that we are following the opinion of Rebbe that a Chazaka is established after two times? So let's take the approach of Rashi and Tosfos, not 100%, because there are very small little details which have to be worked out, but the basic approach is the raya that this Gemara is following Rebbe is from the Reisha, a girl who is a child, 5 years old, doesn't see blood. What do we learn? If she wants to establish chazaka, the first time, dayashaita. The second time, dayashaita. Oh, the third time, we're going to go back 24 hours. Why the third time? We should wait until the fourth time. If following the Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, that's his chazaka established after three times. So the first time Dayashaita, the second time Dayashaita, the third time Dayashaita. Oh, now she has the chazaka. Now they have chazaka. The next time, number four, will be Lamafreya. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says first time Dayashaita, second time Dayashaita. Finished. Now we can't Rabban. We're going to go back Lamafreya. That's perfect. That is the approach of Rebbe. Now that's correct. Now how do we understand the next part of the Brisa to say? From say a girl who is at the age where she's expected to see blood, she's 12 and a half years old, it's now the time, but she has never seen blood, and now it's going to happen the very first time, Dayashaita. No, we're not, because just the first time, we don't really know whatever that means. But the second time? Oh, the second time she is already like an adult woman and we're going to go back to Mafreya 24 hours. That doesn't make sense. That's not like Rebbe and that's not like Rabban Shimon Gamliel. Because according to Rebbe, you would require this to happen at least twice. Or according to Rabban Shimon Gamliel, you require it to happen three times. So the answer is no. This second part of the Braisa goes according to everyone, even Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel that says you need something to happen three times, because this woman is at an age in her life where she is expected to see blood. So the first, she's not coming to establish a chazaka. You come into a new frontier. You're going into no man's land. And you're coming to establish a new yeshuv. You're coming to establish something new. This is not new. This is what is expected. She's a healthy girl. She's 12 and a half years old. This is what's normal, what's expected. When she sees one for the very first time, she has made a statement. I'm a healthy person. Oh, very good. So now you're a healthy person. So now the next time that she sees one, she will automatically become admitted into adulthood, and the second time she will be tmeil l'mafreya for 24 hours, as is normal. It's not a matter of chazaka. It's a very interesting. This is something you want to bring up. You want to bring up the sodas. Chazaka is when you're coming to establish something new. You're coming to accomplish. You go against the grain of what would otherwise be norm. A woman doesn't see blood as a child. She's like, I'm not a regular child. I'm different. You want to be different? Prove you're different. Need a chazaka. Here, she's not proving anything. She's normal. She's 12 and a half years old. She's expected to see blood. The first time, we're not going to take it because she has to break the ice somewhere. So the first time, we'll say dayashaita, but that's enough. The second time, we're ready. So this, in Echnami, when the Gemara says Mani Rebbe, the raya really comes from the resha, from the case of the girl who's less than 12 years old. Where the girl who's 5 years old. And here we're requiring her, we're going to say Tayashayat 1 and 2, but the third time we're going to go back to Mafrei. That's how Rashi and Tayashayat. Now the Riyah Ashba says something amazing. Totally turns everything upside down. The Rashi says the Raya comes from the Seifa. What's the Raya from the Seifa? It's fascinating. The girl is 12 and a half years old. She sees blood. If Rashi is really right, that the second time, it's a very good kasha. Rashi is the kasha, but it's very obvious kasha. If Rashi is really right, that the second time when she's 12 and a half years old, so this is normal, she's expected. Why do you even say daya shaita the first time she sees blood when she's 12 and a half years old? If this is what's expected, 12 and a half years old is the time when she sees blood, and she sees blood, we should go back to the mafreya 24 hours even the first time.
You don't need a chazaka at all then?
Well, that's how we've explained Rashi. When she's underage, that's chazaka. You go against the grain. When she's 12 and a half years old, she's a woman that should see blood, stolen the first time. So you don't need a chazaka. If you don't need a chazaka, you should say daya shaita. You should not say daya shaita even the first time. So the Rashba seems to imply from this incredible chiddush, you need to say chazaka. This is a yisod. That's what we're going to. We're not going to throw any brilliant chiddush here. We're going to go through yisodos. The yisod of the Rashba is when you need to say chazaka even in things that are normal. Even when you're not coming to conquer the world, I'm not going to the moon. I was here 3 times. I own the moon. You don't have to do anything but live a normal life. Even in your everyday normal activities, you need to establish a chazak. The first time, even though it's normal, but it's the first time. Never happened. It's normal. Okay, it's normal, but it's the first time. No, dayashait. The second time, so what would you say according to Rebbe? According to everyone, well, you need a chazak, you need at least 2 times. Here is your second time. I've seen blood. Now here's the difference. So once you've now seen blood twice, approximately 30 days apart, you have established a chazaka. So what do you have to wait for next month? According to Rashi, the whole raya of chazaka was from the girl who's under 12 years old. It's a 5-year-old girl. So Rebbe says the chazaka is established after 2 times. So the first time, dayashaita. The second time, dayashaita. What do you mean? The second time, you've established the chazaka. So let's act upon it immediately. Rashi says, no. Look how does chazaka work? A whole new yisod. Chazaka, you establish the chazaka, and then you take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. Ah, we've established the chazaka. Time out. Celebrate. Chazaka has been established. Don't act upon your chazaka. The next time that something happens, so then we'll deal with the chazaka, but not now. The Rashba says, Pumfakeret. when you establish the chazaka the very first moment you establish chazaka, you should get up and get excited and act upon the chazaka. So the male liraya comes, and chazaka needs to be established even in your normal daily activities in life, even when you're not going against the grain. A woman is of the age to see blood. No, you see blood the first time, no, so what? You have to establish that this is the fact, even though it's normal. So the first time is nothing. The second time, we're impressed. You've established a chazaka. And you know what? We're not going to wait. This is the second point of disagreement. We're not going to wait. We're going to act upon it right now. You've seen blood two times. We're going to go back. We'll have freya. So according to the Rashi of the Raya, that the Gemara is following the Shita of Rebbe, is from the Sefer, not from the Reish. But now the big question is, so what's the pshat in the Reisha? The Reisha, a girl who is 5 years old, the first time we say Dayashaita. The second time we say Dayashaita. The third time there with Mafreya. But if we're going like Rebbe, and we're coming to establish Chazaka, so there we should say, even the second time we should say Limafreya. So there you have to answer, it's difficult. In that case, being that it's such an unusual thing, I don't really know, they explain this, I don't really know the details. It's a difficult point. You have to say something like this, that case, being that she's starting off at an age which is different approaches, let's take one approach at a time.
It's unusual.
It's so unusual, the first time we completely discount. So I tell you, the Rashi learns, you have to establish chazaki even in normal daily activities, even when you're not going, you're not doing something that's earth-shattering. But when you're doing something that's earth-shattering, the first time is so insignificant, we don't even deal with it. A woman, a girl, 5 years old, sees blood? This is frightening.
It's a fluke.
It's a frightening thing. Go to that. What's going on over here? Forget about it. Just it never happened. That will never happen. Just ignore it. It's a fluke. Don't worry about it. It's in there. Happened second time. Now already we're taking it seriously. But when we take it seriously, we don't take this a chiddush. This is a very chiddush. And this is no one comes out over here, not Rashi and not the Rashba. No one's coming out over here giving it a war. There's a problem. Going from the Rashi and Sefer dealing with this whole issue is a very difficult sugya. It's a very difficult sugya. But according to the Rashba, this is how I saw it explained in the Rashba in the Daf Ladaf by I don't remember who he brings down the name of, but the first time is a fluke. It's not even built into the chazaka. Chazaka is only when you're dealing with things which are normal and expected. First time is a fluke, forget about it. But even though it's a fluke, it's in the back of our minds. The second time, we're now going to take this into consideration. So this is the first time. The third time is the second. And the Rashba Lishita, let's assume we're going like Rebbe. Okay, this is one approach, because someone going, you should go like Rebbe. It's the second time. Oh, and we don't wait. When you establish a chazaka, we immediately act upon it, and we go back to Mafreya at that third time. So there are two types of chazaka. There's the chazaka of the normal things which are expected, and there's the chazaka where you don't go into the grain. This is a diametric opposite approach to dealing with chazaka. According to Rashi, something which is normal is not even in the realm of chazaka. Chazaka is only to be dealt with in dealing with abnormal things. And there you don't act upon it right away. According to the Rashba, things which are abnormal, the first time you discount, because it's too much to deal with. But it opens up the possibility that such thing exists, so then we start to count from the second, third. Second, third, it's 1, 2. According to Rebbe, it's chazaka. And you act upon it immediately. And the Raya, so the Reish and the Sefer, but the Sefer especially is a Raya to Rebbe, because the Sefer says that at the second time when a woman is expected to see blood, we are metamal of our friend, because we act upon the chazaka of our friend. So we have two very different approaches to understand what chazaka is all about. What's the big problem? The big problem is the Rambam. The Rambam is a pillar. It's a very difficult Rambam, and everyone is very distressed. A lot of people have lost sleep over this Rambam. Because let me do a Gemara. The Gemara in Masechta Yevamos, and Daf Samach, very important Gemara from Masechta Nida, very important Gemara from Shas. Gemara Daf Samach, the Rambam is a halachic sefer. When you do a halacha, you get into a lot of trouble. What is Stam, Popol, Drush, Nachshava, Eva Shivan and Hajush? You can throw it in your father. But you want to codify, you want to tell you this is the way things are, you right away putting yourself in the corner. The Gemara here says, very short Gemara, one long Gemara, on our lay of Yasub Reid Rava, Yasub Reid Rava, he said to Rava, boy, you name Rabbi, do me a favor, answer of Yasif, question. Halacha, boy, neighbor. Halacha, Karebi, question mark. Is the halacha like Rebbe? How do we pass it when it comes to Chazak? Two or three? I just told you two or three is not so simple. Didn't we say two? Does it mean right away? Or does it mean two plus? When you say three, you have the same chakira. Does it mean three right away or three plus? You have to wait until number four. Okay, we just seen that in the Machlech, in the Rashba, and the Rashi, and the Amahalach. Okay, but just let's get the basic. With one day at a time, you know. Let's not jump steps. Halacha Karebi, but Amali in, yeah. The halacha is like Rebbe. Chazaka is twice. Halacha Kadam Shim Gamliel? Is the halacha like Shim Gamliel? V'amali in yeah. The halacha is like Shim Gamliel three times. So he said, Achuchi Achachbe. You make it with sonis? You are insulting my intelligence? If the halacha is like Rabbi, it's not like Shim Gamliel. Manashach, what's going on here? Amale, lo! I'm not insulting your intelligence. Sosmehi. Stunning Mishnayis. There are certain Mishnayis, there are Stam, the Steven Mishnayis, there are Stam Mishnayis like Rebbe, and there are some Mishnayis that are like Rabbi and Shimon Gamliel. Uposhetloch, and let me explain to you what I mean. If you study Shas, you will come to the conclusion when it comes to Nisuin, can a woman remarry after two of her husbands die in an unusual way? Umalkios, the person is a halacha, the person does an aveira twice. People don't know this halacha. They warn him, don't do this aveira. He doesn't listen. They give him malchus. Then he does it again. They don't do it. They give him malchus. 39 lashes, not a lot of fun. And then he does it a third time. They kill him. He's executed. He's not out. He doesn't kill the halacha. They don't kill him directly. They kill him indirectly. They lock him up. They starve him to death. Or they poison him. Whatever they do, they kill him indirectly. He only has to do the aveira twice. Gamalchus Karevi. Vestois. But when it comes to the law of Vestos, okay, it means Mesech Nida, whole Mesech Nida. It's one word which summarizes Mesech Nida. Vishar HaMuid, acts, gores, needs to gore three times. Kiraban Shimon Ben Gamliel. So the Gemara passage, no one disagrees with this, not even the Rambam. Now, what is the bottom line? When it comes to the laws of Vestos, the sugis of Mesech Nida, The halacha follows the opinion of Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. Chazaka is established after three times. Not two times, three times. What's the problem? The problem is the Rambam, in addition to passing like Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, he quotes the Gemara here word for word. He quotes our Gemara, I just read in Mesech Nida. A girl who is not at an age where she is eligible, where she's expected to see blood, the first time, Daishaita. The second time, Daishaita. The third time, go backwards, the ace lace. A girl who's at an age where she's expected to see blood the first time, Daishaita. The second time, we go back, the ace lace. Now, how will you explain the Gemara? Well, there's a mahalach of Rashi. There's a mahalach of the Rashba. But both mahalachim are built with the Yisod. The Gemara says, Mani, Rebbe. It's Rebbe. No matter how you cut it, no matter all the longest of the Rishonim has to fit. It's explicit in the Gemara. There's no room to wiggle. Has to fit into the opinion of Rebbe. This whole Gemara only makes sense according to Rebbe. If you can go to Lomar from Shimon Gamliel, the Chazak is established after three times, you're going to have to rewrite the Gemara according to the Mahalach of Rashi, and rewrite the Gemara according to the Mahalach of the Rashba. So the Rambam is really in a lot of trouble. How can the Rambam paskin when it comes to Vestois? When it comes to the law of Vestois, it's going to paskin like the opinion of Rabban Shimon Gamliel, which has done the style chapter three times. And when it comes over here to these laws in the Gemara, he quotes, he passes the Gemara, he quotes the halacha of the Gemara of Mila b'Mila, which the Gemara explicitly says only follows the opinion of Rebbe. It's a very, very difficult question. So the Rashi himself asks this question. If I'm not mistaken, the Rashi posts the Rambam, does that? Maybe I'm reading it wrong. And the answer he gives is that it's a tremendous chiddush, which borders upon the issue that we've discussed, because there are many halachim how to deal with this is, when the Gemara Masech Nivama says that we paskin like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel by Vestos, I told you, we're going that there are two types of chazakas. There's the chazaka, that's what we touched upon. There's a chazaka in going against the grain, something you're coming to conquer a new world. And there's a chazaka derech hachayim, even though it's expected, a girl is of the age where she's expected to see blood, but still, she has to establish, or you don't have to even say that. Let's discuss the case. You don't need to come on to that. It borders upon that idea. The other example I read in the beginning is where a woman comes to establish a pattern. That's a third category. See, let's really summarize into three categories. You come in to conquer a new world, go against the grain. Then there is, that's one extreme. The other extreme, natural, it's expected. It's expected that this should happen. Do you still need to establish a chazak even where something is expected? And then there's something in between, where a woman sees blood, she's a healthy woman, she sees blood approximately every 30 days, but is she from this elite class of women who can predict b'diyuk, the day, the hour, the period, the 6-hour period, when she will see blood the next time? That's a different type of chazak. So you want to answer, when the Gemara here in Sech Lebov B'Yvon Stav Samach Dalamabe says that we pass Lach L'maisa because there are Stav Mishnayis, the only Stav Mishnayis in Sech Lebov that said that we pass in like Shemuel three times is to, the middle case where a woman is coming to establish a pattern. She is already in a situation where she sees blood and she now wants to establish a pattern. When she could expect it, that's where the Gemara says that we pass in like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. That type of chazaka. But a chazaka where you're coming to conquer a new world, something completely different, then it's not the same. Then we're going to pass in like Rebbe, and a chazaka will be established even after two times. Which is interesting because you wouldn't say that. You say if you need a chazaka to establish a pattern three times, certainly you should need a chazaka. But you could say a svara, not necessarily, because you deal with a pattern. A pattern is a more complex process because a woman anyway is seeing. So to really prove herself in a pattern, no, you can say a svara that you need three times because a pattern, it's going to happen. But to be what?
You need three points.
But to show that you exist. Okay, to put a flag on the moon, just put one flag, it's there, that's all you need to do, that's enough. So that is an approach. It's a doichik, it's a very good doichik. Everyone agrees. There are other approaches, okay, there are other mahalachim, but I think at least we've brought out some of the major yisodos of chazaka, just to review the kitzanimrits in the half a second, is there are three types of chazakas to establish something new. The other extreme is to something which is expected. New, this we expect this of you. Do you still need to establish a chazaka? Well, no, that's not even normal chazaka. And the middle area where it's happening, but we're establishing a pattern. And then there's the issue, the Rashi, the twist between the Rashi and when you have a chazaka two times, we act upon it, or no, take a break, go out to a restaurant, celebrate, and then kind of lahaba. Or no, we establish a chazaka. Or maybe we can play with these one against the other. Maybe in the Rishit of Rebbe you'll say one way, Rebbe Shmuel says another way. There's a lot of room to play around with, but these are, I think, the basic yisodas that come out of this Gemara here on Daf Yud. Have a nice day.